Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy.
I've had the worst week ever.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm literally so fucking depressed right now. It's not even funny. I've just been stuck in my room all week. Haven't even gone to uni or work. I've been like binge eating grated cheese on my bed. I've got like the whole packet next to my bed and I'm just like shoveling it in. I'm just a fat fucking loser. That was a fake cry, but I have been crying heaps. And I'm like chain smoking my blueberry vape too. Like helps me when I'm sad. I've gone through like 20 of them. And I did my driver's license dance for Dorothy the maid and she goes, "I don't get it." And I'm like, "Why are you being a bitch? I'm fucking depressed." And she goes, "Oh, you got boy issues." And I'm like, "No, get out. After you vacuum my room, get out." Anyway, I'll explain everything after the intro bit.
This week on Jamazing, passion cats, the language of farts, yoga with guinea pigs, chilies up your vagina, and living with thin lips. Your weekly dose of life advice from the girl power advocate, the North Shore's loosest unit. She puts the zing in Jamazing. I'm Jamae, J-A-apostrophe-M-I-E. I'm young, white, hot, and I'm Jamazing.
Dorothy, if you go shopping, can you buy me a vape? A blueberry one. Or peach ice. Don't get lychee.
So I want to tell you guys about why I'm depressed and what happened to make me depressed. And then I'll give you some tips on how to like manage it. So first of all, it's not a boy issue. I haven't seen a cock for like a week. It's because some bitch said something on my gram comments and it was really mean. So let me tell you the story. So like the other night, me and Amber, we went to this engagement party and it's this Christian girl, Lucy, that I know, and it's like a sex before marriage thing. She's marrying this guy that looks exactly like it could be her brother, which is like, I wouldn't be surprised if it actually is, but I don't know. Anyway, I usually avoid Christians, but she's like quiche and her family's really rich. Anyway, so I spray tan the fuck out of myself. Like I'm so brown. I really want to look quiche because me and Amber were like on the prowl for cock. Anyway, I'm literally so brown. It's like borderline racial appropriation, but hot. And Amber takes this pic of me and like I facetune it and I upload it at the party to my gram. And I go hashtag quiche, hashtag tan, hashtag literally iconic, hashtag 10 out of 10 hot. And this dumb slut girl Bella from the year below at Hilford, who I hate, I don't even follow, she comments and she goes, "More like 6 out of 10 hot at best." I was fucking devastated. Like, I'm having like full flashbacks thinking about like literally I burst into tears and Amber's all like, "What the fuck? Like what's going on?" And I'm like, "Am I delusional, Amber? But I feel like I'm currently like minimum 10 out of 10 hot." And she's like fully agrees with me. And I'm like, "Well, why is this bitch saying I'm a 6? And I'm like bawling at this stage. And the bride's mom's like, "What's wrong?" Because it's during the speeches. And I'm like, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. And I'm like, I just grab my phone. I'm frantically like deleting the photo to get it off my gram. And then I just full run out of the party. I was like inconsolable. And so like this bitch has triggered like a full week of clinical depression. Like this is the reason I'm like dev-o as. So I can barely leave my room. I've lost so much confidence and belief in myself. I hate that girl so fucking much. I got revenge by like starting this fake account as a dog and I've been like trolling her for a week as the dog. So yeah, it was just this random cute little fluffy
puppy that I found online, and I knew she'd accept the request. And then I wrote all these like nasty comments under all the pics, as the dog, like, you fugly woof woof, and like, takes a dog to know a dog. And yeah, I wouldn't even hump your leg because you're a 5 out of 10 hot. And yeah, I really got her back. Yeah, but now I'm stressing because I'm trying to keep up with the gram content to make the dog account seem real. Yeah, it's a lot of work. But yeah, I like that for me. Okay, I want to talk to you guys about my mental health journey and self-love. Guys, you have to learn to love yourselves. I literally love myself so much these days. Like, I'm really into myself. But when I was like in year 8, like, that was seriously such a bad time. Like, I was such a wreck. Like, I had no tits. I was like frizzy hair. Didn't get my period till I was like 17. I was like so fucking fat. And like, that's when I lost my flexibility and I couldn't go down on myself. Then like, I had my eating disorder and that's when my tits didn't grow. And yeah, that's why I had to get fakies when I was 18. Yeah, so like, picture this tall, like fat, like horsey face chick, no tits, dry frizzy hair, the thinnest lips in all of year 8. Like, I was totally like known for it. Like, I used to go down on guys and they said they couldn't even feel anything because my lips were that thin. Like, seriously, like, I got like too scared to pash guys because of my thin lips, and it was the worst. Like, I used to practice on my cat just like, you know, because similar lip size, just to like work out how to do it, which was good. And yeah, I learned a lot from the cat. Then literally, oh my God, the heavens fucking opened. I got a GHD hair straightener, styled myself a Misha Barton side part. Seriously, started during the 40-hour famine every week. My whole fucking life changed. That's all it took, guys. Seriously, I started to like take pride in myself and to love myself. Suddenly I was like hot and girls like, who is that fucking hot slut? I'm so gel. Mom got me the modeling agent and yeah, I started sucking off guys in year 11. Didn't even care about my thin lips. I just had confidence in myself. I loved myself, finally. And this is what I'm telling you guys, self-love. Get into loving yourselves. You should stand naked in front of your mirror every morning, girls. Like, just stand there and go, I fucking love myself. Like, I do that every morning. I'll just stand naked, like, and I just go, you're hot, Jemay. You're hot. You're hot. I say it like 80 times. You are hot. You're hot. Yeah, it's really good. Like 80 to 100 times. Some other tips, guys. Just stay healthy. Like, eat well, sleep well. Yeah, it's all about wellness. Yoga. I do yoga. I do it with my mum's guinea pigs. Like, I'll just like put one on my lower back and just like do a downward dog, and it's just like really helps like your balance. And yeah, or like I'll just place a baby guinea pig like on my foot and just lift it up. And yeah, it's really good for your core strength. Sometimes they fall, but it is what it is. Yeah, what else? Vitamins, a plant-based diet is really good, guys. One tip I find really useful is placing a fresh chili, like a red one, inside your vagina overnight. So you just like lube yourself up, slide it in, just leave it overnight, slip it out in the morning. Yeah, use it the next day in a chili con carne, that's fine. If you taste it in the dish, good. It's like, it's really good for you, trust me, guys. So people always go to me, Jemay, you seem so healthy and happy. Like, when you've got to make decisions, like big stuff, do you listen to your heart, your brain, or your gut? And I'm like, always my gut. Always listen to your gut, guys. I'm really gassy and I find like, you know, like how mothers of babies hear like little whimpers like from the babies and like little gurgles, and they can understand that language and they know like every sound and what it means. I find my farts are like a language that only I can understand. So like, each fart's telling me something. Yeah. And it's just like being in tune with that. Yeah. Like, I find, like, for example, if I was to go like, that means like probably stay in, watch Netflix. Whereas if I go, that's like probably go out clubbing, like time to socialize. So yeah, so it's like a really good language.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Can I just say, has everyone noticed that I'm playing the flute in the theme music? Have you noticed it? How good is it? Just an FYI also if my lecturer is listening too. Yeah, I know you are. Chuck us some extra marks for the floaty to tooty. I know, do less, you may. So what else? My mum's got the fucking dryer going. Have some fucking consideration, bitch. Soz, guys, can you guys hear that? Anyway, try and ignore. So we've got the next segment, which is Ask Shamae. So this week's Ask Shamae is from this guy from Scotland with a really hot accent. He's kind of an e-boy having like a rough trot at the moment. Just grab my laptop so you can have a listen to his message.
What advice would you give to someone who is struggling to go through a breakup?
Okay.
I would love your advice. Cool. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds hot. Okay, mate, you've come to the right place, Scottish guy. So, I know all about breakups. From my perspective, like, I usually dump the guys, so, like, they're devo and I'm not. So I'll try and imagine what it's like for you. The main thing to take away from a breakup is what is wrong with you. Like, what could it be? Like, are you too fat, small dick, boring banter, losing your hair maybe? Like, all things that you might want to address. But, yeah, like, getting through that initial, like, heartbreak phase, I guess I can recommend, like, getting into mindfulness and green smoothies, pampering yourself, just generally pamper, like face masks are good. Buy like 30 candles, like have like them surrounding your bath and just like, yeah, just get in your bath, play with yourself in the bath. Self-love's good. Self-love yourself for a while, I reckon, after a break. Long walks are good. Post some of your step counts on your socials. Like maybe get one of those like the watches that like track a map of where you walked and like go for a run like right past your ex's house and like post that map on socials like just to freak him out. Yeah, like I think seeming a bit unhinged and like stalkery is always good, I find. Yeah, just do random scary stuff like that. Get a revenge body. That is really important. So girls, you might want to put in some extra lip filler too, just like an 8 mil injection maybe. Like really puff them out and send him a pic of that just so he can see what he's missing out on. Guys, maybe just like Botox the fuck out of your face. Maybe do your cock. Actually, no, don't do the cock because it's that would just paralyze it. A lot of people after breakups like go hardcore at the gym. I don't because I'm a lazy bitch and I've got a naturally quiche body anyway. If you can't be bothered working out like me, maybe consider having some ribs removed to really like define that waistline, like just a little surgical procedure. They just slip a couple of ribs out. I've been looking into it and it's not that expensive. Yeah. Also with the ribs, like once they've taken them out, you can actually eat them after, I've heard. Like in some cultures, like the whole family will like feast on a young girl's ribs after she's had them removed. It's like, yeah, I'd probably just give mine to the dog, probs. What else? Just passive aggressive references to him on social media. I always do that. Like just like reference his small cock, like a pic of you eating a banana and just like caption underneath going, biggest thing I've ever put in my mouth. Like, yeah, he'll know. He'll know it's him. I'm just remembering, that reminds me when I broke up with Sebastian, he was this younger man I dated when I was in year 10, he was in year 7. I was so mad that he was cheating on me that I called his house and I like pretended to be a nurse and I said, your dad's been in an accident. He's on life support. I'm just about to pull the plug. Yeah. And then I just hung up after that. Yeah. it really freaked him out, but it helped me. It helped me a bit. Yeah. Yeah. So, I hope that's been really helpful, mate. Like, maybe just DM me and I can like give you some more thoughts, but yeah, just take what you want from that advice. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, one more thing I just remembered is another idea is to start some false rumors about your ex. Like if it's a girl, you could say like she farts when she orgasms. A guy I dumped started that rumor about me, which was really bad. But it's actually true, so yeah. So just some housekeeping updates to keep you guys in the loop. My 21st party is back on. Gampy told Dad that I apologized, so we're going to book the Randwick Racecourse, getting quotes on gold horses and nude waiters. Yeah, so I need a name for you guys, like my fans, and I'm thinking, like, this is really random, and I'm thinking, Jamates, is that lame? I don't know, post some ideas of what you want to be called. I kind of like Jamates, TBH, but whatevs. To all the bitches that are asking for personal birthday shout outs, I'm getting so many requests. It's so cool, guys, but like, why the fuck would I do that? I have a life. No fucking way. I'll do a generic one now, but I'm not saying your names. Okay. Happy birthday, dumb sluts. Hope you have a good one. Illy. Love Jamay. Stay quiche. Okay. Stop fucking asking me. Okay. Courtney told my parents about my OnlyFans, so I've had to delete it. Yeah, they were really mad at me and they're like, we didn't raise you to be a porn star, Jamay. And I'm like so offended because I'm like, I'm so much hotter than a porn star. I'm like, have you seen my pussy? Anyway, that's been deleted. Oh, merch. I'm thinking of doing some merch. So can you guys like post ideas on my like Facebook or whatever about all the crap that you want? Someone's asking me for like, just because I'm Keisha doesn't mean I'm lazy t-shirt or like more in the lips distracts from the hips mug someone wanted. I kind of want to do those like car air freshener things with my like fat head on them. I don't know. All right, tell me what you want, guys. Wait, I'm getting a fucking text from Amber. What? As if, bitch. She wants to go out. As if. I'm clinically depressed, bitch. I'm not going out. I can't be happy. Wait. Oh, my God. She said she's got a bag. Actually, socializing could be good for me. Like, could turn my frown upside down. And the Coke should help, too. All right, bitch. What time? Send. This week's worst moment of my fucking life. Literally kill me. So Dad has given me a Black Label gym membership to encourage me to go to the fucking gym for my mental health. I'm literally so insulted because A, I'm not even mental, and B, you're basically calling me fat. Like, I just ran upstairs crying. It was so bad. And like, seriously, Dad, you obviously know I'm Keish because all your workmates want to root me. Like, whenever they come over, they can't take their eyes off me. It's like Orky's ass. So why do I need a fucking gym membership? I'm Keish already. It's such a kick in the guts while I'm down. Also, re-older man being into me, I totally reckon my dad was into me too at one stage. He'd give me these like lingering looks. Like, I'd be in the kitchen, like, having a Coke Zero and a croissant, like, minding my own business. And I'd look up over the can and I'd catch my dad just, like, staring at me in, like, a creepy way. And I'm like, are you right? It was obvious he wanted me. You can always tell when a guy's horny. That's it, guys. I'm going out tonight, so I gotta go get ready, clean up the noise, etc. I've got links in the show notes if you guys legit need help with the mental health thing, so please check them out. You're all my Jamates, and I worry about you. Send in your Ask Jamays. Don't try and slut shame me in the comments, guys, or I'll troll you with a fake dog account. Have the best week ever, guys. Love you so fucking much. Stay quiche. Bye-bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!